Senior officials from 7 United Nations agencies and 2 non-governmental organizations are in the Central African Republic to take stock of the country's ongoing humanitarian crisis. The emergency directors from agencies, which include the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, the World Food Programme, WFP, and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, began their 3-day mission on Thursday. OCHA spokesperson Jens Lecker says approximately 1.6 million people in the Central African Republic are in urgent need of assistance, while nearly 400,000 have been forced from their homes.
Persistent insecurity, the absence of the rule of law, and attacks against humanitarian personnel and assets are, in many cases, preventing life-saving assistance from reaching people in need. However, UN humanitarian staff have been redeployed to at least 5 locations outside of the capital, and humanitarian teams are also on the ground and providing aid in Busangoa in the northeast, where there has been a recent flare-up in fighting between various armed groups.
The delegation will next travel to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, including to the eastern Kivu provinces, which are hosting the majority of the country's nearly 3 million internally displaced people. Deanne Penn, United Nations.